This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more in the Fort Smith region. And a pleasant Thursday to you, Michael.
Well, good morning. And you know, that always sounds much better coming from you than when I explain what the City Wire does. Will you just travel around with me some days?
I'll just give you that, and you can push that on a button if you want.
There you go.
Let's see. Arkansas personal income up across the board, really. This is good news, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. There was an updated report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the Federal Boys, that said total personal income in Arkansas was just a little over $99 billion for the first quarter of 2011, up 4.82% compared to the same quarter in 2010, up just 1.9% compared to the fourth quarter, the most recent. But as with anything else, Kyle, there is good news in it, but then there's a little bit of uh-oh in it as well. One of the uh-ohs is that this report revised all of the quarterly numbers in 2010, revised those numbers downward. So it turns out 2010 may not have the economy in Arkansas may not have been as robust or as improved as we may have thought, just based on the federal numbers. And this also shows a declining trend quarter to quarter. So it's one of those with the economy, you know, we take one step forward and one step back. It's just we can't get out of the mud, so to speak.
Well, staying with the economy, tourism economy is slow, which I guess isn't really a surprise given that the rest of the economy is slow.
Right. It mimics that. And these, again, are federal numbers showing that total tourism related spending it showed a clear gain in the first quarter. It was $1.156 trillion. I mean, that's a lot of money, but and it's up just a little bit over the first quarter of 2010. But, Kyle, we're still lagging the numbers that were seen in the first part of the decade and in the middle part of the decade. For example, the same period in 2008, it was $1.2 trillion. So we're still off, and these numbers also show a trend, and the federal numbers are also seen, I think, in the state numbers. Employments are down in Little Rock and in Fort Smith and in Northwest Arkansas,
which doesn't come as a surprise.
In Northwest Arkansas, the numbers are still up, but here's what's interesting. Typically in Northwest Arkansas, they don't mimic the federal numbers. They're always up. You know, you have the Walmart and other corporate effect. But in the first 5 months of this year, I say that Northwest Arkansas has been consistently erratic. The employments were up in January, down in February, up in March, down in April, up in May. I mean, so every other month they're up or down, and that's just atypical for Northwest Arkansas. And the lodging numbers in Arkansas show just very minute increases. So the state's tourism industry is still struggling to recover.
And I also want to ask you about Warner, Smith & Harris, a venerable law firm in Fort Smith, open for much longer than a century, but will be open soon no longer.
Correct, and venerable. Dang it, Kyle, I wish I would use that word in the story. That's the perfect word for it. But yes, it came as a shock. I got this tip about 3 weeks ago that this Warner, Smith & Harris was going to close their doors, and I didn't believe it. I mean, you might as well have told me that that maybe Arvest or First National Bank of Fort Smith was going to close. I mean, this is Warner, Smith & Harris, and anyone that knows the legal circles in Arkansas, it's a 124-year-old law firm. They first opened when Judge Parker was on the bench. I mean, so the history here, the tradition is just amazing, and a lot of the prominent attorneys around Arkansas cycled through this firm. But it just, you know, it came down, I think, that they had some disagreement several years ago about the direction of the firm, and a few attorneys left. But they've also had a confluence of their prominent attorneys. P.K. Holmes, he's now a federal judge. Jim Dunn left to direct the Marshalls Museum. And Matthew Carter, one of their attorneys, he's now an attorney for Walmart. So they had a confluence of factors that just they couldn't keep up. And it's sad. Most people are shocked.
Finally, I want to tell people that if they want to draw a line of demarcation generationally, they should go to the front page of the City Wire, because there's a picture of a gentleman with fireworks. and he has a name, and then there's a note after his name. And this was first pointed out to me by a younger colleague who said, why do they make a why do they say what his something about his name? I don't get it. And if you go there and you see his name and then you see the parenthetical note after it, if you understand it, I would dare say you are of over at least 35.
Correct.
And if you scratch your head and wonder why this notation has been made, you're under 35 or maybe even, you know, under 40. I don't know.
Well, I didn't think about people not getting that, and I guess we're just going to tease them and encourage people to see what their name is. Okay.
And it fits because of what he's doing.
Yes, it does.
Because the word that goes before his name, if you know what we're talking about, is just perfect there.
Well, when he told me his name, I said, "Are you kidding me? Come on!" I said, "This is going to be good publicity. You don't worry about telling me your real." He said, "No. That's my real name." He said, "If I've heard one joke about my name, I've heard a million."
All right. Well, go see if you're old enough to get the joke. It's at thecitywire.com. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and fireworks for the Fort Smith region. Michael, as always, thank you.
All right. Be safe with those fireworks, Kyle.